ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて、受験番号を記入してください。このテストは、問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is. Repeat.
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1。問題1はナンバー1からナンバー5までの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Oh my, Kathy, did you see this bill on the table?I've never seen an electricity bill so high.
No, why? What does it say?
Repeat.
Number 1.
Oh my, Kathy, did you see this bill on the table? I've never seen an electricity bill so high.
No, why? What does it say?
Number 2.
I didn't see you in class yesterday. Were you sick?
Not really. I had a dental appointment in the morning. He pulled out 3 teeth and ordered me to take it easy for the rest of the day.
Repeat.
Number 2.
I didn't see you in class yesterday. Were you sick?
Not really. I had a dental appointment in the morning.He pulled out 3 teeth and ordered me to take it easy for the rest of the day.
Number 3.
Excuse me, could you help me out? I'm looking for the newest book by Haruki Murakami. Where can I find it?
Oh, you can check the Asian literature section, but it may be sold out.
Repeat.
Number 3.
Excuse me, could you help me out? I'm looking for the newest book by Haruki Murakami. Where can I find it?
Oh, you can check the Asian literature section, but it may be sold out.
Number 4.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the domestic departure terminal?
Of course. You just need to exit those doors right there, and the shuttle bus should arrive in about 20 minutes to pick you up.
20 minutes? Oh no, I'm not sure if I'm going to make this flight in time.
Repeat.
Excuse me.Could you tell me how to get to the domestic departure terminal?
Of course, you just need to exit those doors right there, and the shuttle bus should arrive in about 20 minutes to pick you up.
20 minutes? Oh no, I'm not sure if I'm going to make this flight in time. Number 5.
Do you hear that strange sound? I think we've got a flat tire.
I think you're right. Do you know how to change a tire? Or should I call the roadside assistance people? I've got the number here on my phone.
It'll take them forever to get out here, and I don't want to wait all day. I've never changed one before, but maybe I'll give it a try. I saw some tools in the trunk.
Repeat.
Number 5.
Do you hear that strange sound? I think we've got a flat tire.
I think you're right. Do you know how to change a tire? Or should I call the roadside assistance people? I've got the number here on my phone.
It'll take them forever to get out here, and I don't want to wait all day. I've never changed one before, but maybe I'll give it a try. I saw some tools in the trunk.
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題2はナンバーワンとナンバーツーの長い対話について、それぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Good evening, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hi, we don't have a reservation, but I was wondering if you still have any rooms available?Preferably something with 2 queen-size beds for my husband, my daughter, and myself.
Well, I can check, but I really doubt it. This is a long weekend, and as a result, it's one of our busiest times of the year. Let's see. How about that? You're in luck, because we just had a late cancellation. The bad news, though,is that because it's a long weekend, the rate is almost double the usual amount.
Well, I guess we'll take it then. We've been to 4 other places already, and they're all booked up. Besides, I'm tired of driving around.
Repeat.
Number 1.
Good evening, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hi.We don't have a reservation, but I was wondering if you still have any rooms available, preferably something with 2 queen-size beds for my husband, my daughter, and myself.
Well, I can check, but I really doubt it. This is a long weekend, and as a result, it's one of our busiest times of the year. Let's see...How about that? You're in luck, because we just had a late cancellation. The bad news, though, is that because it's a long weekend, the rate is almost double the usual amount.
Well, I guess we'll take it then. We've been to 4 other places already, and they're all booked up. Besides, I'm tired of driving around. Number 2.
Hi, Jason. So, what's the house like? I hope it's as good as the ad made out.
It's nice. I think I finally found something we'll all like.
Brilliant. So, what's it like?
Well, it's within walking distance of the college. It's in a residential area. There aren't many students living there, but it's easy to get onto campus, and the city center is only a bus ride away.
Okay, that's a good start. But what's it like inside? To be honest, when I saw the ad, I didn't think it would be big enough for the three of us. The rent's not exactly cheap for the area either. What do you think? Is it worth it?
Well, it's got 3 bedrooms and a nice living room. So we'll all have our own space to study, do homework, and hang out together. It's clean, and there's no need to decorate.
Okay, that sounds promising.
And the landlady was really nice. She's not one of those people with a lot of properties. In fact, this is the only one she has, so she really looks after it. Her daughter was a student and stayed there last year, apparently.
Sounds perfect. Let's call Tom and go out and see it tomorrow.
Repeat.
Number 2.
Hi, Jason. So, what's the house like? I hope it's as good as the ad made out.
It's nice. I think I finally found something we'll all like.
Brilliant. So, what's it like?
Well, it's within walking distance of the college. It's in a residential area. There aren't many students living there, but it's easy to get onto campus, and the city center is only a bus ride away.
Okay, that's a good start. But what's it like inside? To be honest, when I saw the ad, I didn't think it would be big enough for the three of us. The rent's not exactly cheap for the area either. What do you think? Is it worth it?
Well, it's got 3 bedrooms and a nice living room, so we'll all have our own space to study, do homework, and hang out together. It's clean, and there's no need to decorate.
Okay, that sounds promising.
And the landlady was really nice. She's not one of those people with a lot of properties. In fact, this is the only one she has, so she really looks after it. Her daughter was a student and stayed there last year, apparently.
Sounds perfect. Let's call Tom and go out and see it tomorrow.
これで問題には終わりです。では、次のページを開いてください。問題3。問題3は、ナンバー1からナンバー3までの3問です。それぞれの設問について、英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
The saying, you are what you eat, is often applied to present-day dietary advice. However, our bodies will show evidence of our diet even after we die. This can be particularly useful in research on ancient civilizations. Through a careful analysis of the bones of our ancestors, we can tell a great deal about their diets and the way they lived.
Repeat.
Number 1.
The saying, you are what you eat, is often applied to present-day dietary advice. However, Our bodies will show evidence of our diet even after we die. This can be particularly useful in research on ancient civilizations. Through a careful analysis of the bones of our ancestors, we can tell a great deal about their diet and the way they lived.
Number 2.
Synesthesia is a harmless but fascinating condition, which is often described by psychologists as the joining of the senses. We normally experience our senses individually, so we see a color or hear a word, whereas people with synesthesia will find two or more senses being stimulated at the same time by a single stimulus. Some people will see or feel a color when they hear a sound. Others will experience a taste or smell when another sense is stimulated. This happens automatically. The sensation can't be controlled.
Repeat.
Number 2.
Synesthesia is a harmless but fascinating condition which is often described by psychologists as the joining of the senses. We normally experience our senses individually, so we see a color or hear a word, whereas people with synesthesia will find two or more senses being stimulated at the same time by a single stimulus. Some people will see or feel a color when they hear a sound. Others will experience a taste or smell when another sense is stimulated. This happens automatically. The sensation can't be controlled. Number 3.
This smartphone app is based on photo sharing, and it's massively popular. Just how popular? It now has over 800 million users. Like Facebook, you follow people in order to see their photographs in your feed. They can follow you to see your photos. You can search for photos of subjects you like. For instance, happy cats or Eiffel Tower. You can also follow celebrities, brands, and sports clubs.
Repeat.
Number 3.
This smartphone app is based on photo sharing, and it's massively popular. Just how popular? It now has over 800 million users. Like Facebook, you follow people in order to see their photographs in your feed. They can follow you to see your photos. You can search for photos of subjects you like, for instance, happy cats or Eiffel Tower. You can also follow celebrities, brands, and sports clubs.
これで問題3は終わりです。では、次のページを開いてください。問題4。問題4は長い英文の途中4箇所で、ナンバー1からナンバー4まで4つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Those of us who own pets know they make us happy, but a growing body of scientific research is showing that our pets can also make us healthy, or at least healthier. That helps explain the increasing use of animals, dogs and cats mostly, but also birds, fish, and even horses, in places ranging from hospitals and nursing homes to schools, jails, and mental institutions. Take Viola, the retired guide dog, lives in a special hotel where families stay when their children are undergoing treatment at a large research hospital in the U.S. Viola greets families as they come downstairs in the morning and as they return from treatment in the afternoon. Viola may well be doing more than just bringing smiles to the faces of stressed-out parents and children. Dogs like her have helped start an entirely new field of medical research over the past 3 decades or so.
Number one, why does Viola live at the hotel?
The use of pets in medical settings actually dates back more than 150 years. But it was only in the late 1970s that researchers started to understand why pets are so helpful to people undergoing medical treatment. One of the earliest studies, published in 1980, found that heart attack patients who owned pets lived longer than those who didn't. Another early study found that petting one's own dog could reduce blood pressure.
Number two, what does the early research on pets in hospitals show?
Other animals can help patients too, even when they're not dogs or cats. For example, horses have also become popular in treatments for people with handicaps and disabilities. The beauty of the horse is that it can help patients in so many different ways. Some riders benefit from the connection and the relationship building with the horse and with their environment. Other riders maybe will benefit physically from the movements, developing core strength, body awareness, coordination, and flexibility.
Number three, according to the passage, which of the following is true about hospital patients who ride horses?
But not all the research is focused on humans. Scientists also want to know how the animals are benefiting from the exchange. Some research, for example, has focused on the value of dog walking by studying volunteers who walk dogs at animal shelters. These shelters are for dogs without a home. Research shows that the programs have clearly helped people get healthier. Not only do they increase their exercise while they're walking the dogs, but it increases their awareness, so that they exercise more during the week. But it turns out the program was also helping the dogs. It was discovered that they were significantly more likely to be adopted if they were being walked by volunteers. In other words, this program was helping these dogs find a new home and owner. In short, it seems that human interactions with pets are mutually beneficial in more ways than we ever imagined.
Number 4. According to the passage, how does the dog walking program help dogs living in a shelter?
Repeat.
Those of us who own pets know they make us happy, but a growing body of scientific research is showing that our pets can also make us healthy, or at least healthier. That helps explain the increasing use of animals, dogs and cats mostly, but also birds, fish, and even horses, in places ranging from hospitals and nursing homes to schools, jails, and mental institutions. Take Viola, the retired guide dog, lives in a special hotel where families stay when their children are undergoing treatment at a large research hospital in the U.S. Viola greets families as they come downstairs in the morning and as they return from treatment in the afternoon. Viola may well be doing more than just bringing smiles to the faces of stressed-out parents and children. Dogs like her have helped start an entirely new field of medical research over the past 3 decades or so.
Number 1. Why does Viola live at the hotel?
The use of pets in medical settings actually dates back more than 150 years. But it was only in the late 1970s that researchers started to understand why pets are so helpful to people undergoing medical treatment. One of the earliest studies, published in 1980, found that heart attack patients who owned pets lived longer than those who didn't. Another early study found that petting one's own dog could reduce blood pressure.
Number 2. What does the early research on pets in hospitals show?
Other animals can help patients too, even when they're not dogs or cats. For example, horses have also become popular in treatments for people with handicaps and disabilities. The beauty of the horse is that it can help patients in so many different ways. Some riders benefit from the connection and the relationship building with the horse and with their environment. Other riders maybe will benefit physically from the movements, developing core strength, body awareness, coordination, and flexibility.
Number 3. According to the passage, which of the following is true about hospital patients who ride horses?
But not all the research is focused on humans. Scientists also want to know how the animals are benefiting from the exchange. Some research, for example, has focused on the value of dog walking by studying volunteers who walk dogs at animal shelters. These shelters are for dogs without a home. Research shows that the programs have clearly helped people get healthier. Not only do they increase their exercise while they're walking the dogs, but it increases their awareness so that they exercise more during the week. But it turns out the program was also helping the dogs. It was discovered that they were significantly more likely to be adopted if they were being walked by volunteers. In other words, this program was helping these dogs find a new home and owner. In short, it seems that human interactions with pets are mutually beneficial in more ways than we ever imagined.
Number 4. According to the passage, how does the dog walking program help dogs living in a shelter?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。